And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Just like Monica said, it is time once again for News from the Boo. Tonight, we won't have a live guest in studio. Instead, we're going to be hearing from web and new media director Jenka Soderberg about what's in store when we unveil our brand new website next week.
So I'm talking to Jenka. So first of all, can you tell us about your position at the station? What is it that you do exactly?
Well, I used to be the evening news and public affairs director. I started in that position in 2007 and was the evening news and public affairs director since then, except for 1 year that I went on the night fellowship at Stanford in 2010. And I am now the web and new media coordinator. So coordinating our website, mobile app, and social media.
Let's talk about that website. So we've been hearing great things about the new KBOO website. Can you tell us all about it?
Yeah, so we're going to launch next week, and it's going to be a whole new design and a much more streamlined and easy-to-navigate menu system and color scheme. It's a different, you know, top to bottom, but it contains all the same content. So all of the URLs for content that you have looked at in the past or that you have archived or that you want to find again will still be there. The page that you find it on might look a little different, but everything is still there. So it's just an upgrade of our existing website.
So for those who are familiar with the old site, how will the new site be easier to use?
Well, you'll be able to find things, for one thing. Our current site has three different menus with three different sets of things on those menus. And so the new site has a drop-down menus at the top that are the same as the menus on the bottom. And then within that, you'll be able to hopefully find whatever you're looking for. We have a help desk system in case there's any problems, but I am trying to work out all the bugs now before the site goes live to ensure that there won't be any problems. And you'll be able to find the program that you're looking for if you are wanting to find the archive of a particular program just by going to the program list. You can also find it on the schedule. And on the right-hand sidebar of latest audio will include not just the audio that's been uploaded, but all of the audio from every program that airs.
So on the new site, what is some of the special features that you're most proud of to get out there and have everyone see?
Well, the site is mobile responsive, so if you look at it on a tablet or on a mobile device, the site will change width and it will look much better than our existing site on any mobile device. All of the menus will be available. You'll be able to scroll down and find the content that you're looking for, and you can also get related content. One of the cool things about the new site, one of the features that we've been working on is as related content. So if you hear a show on a topic that you're interested in, you know, prison reform, labor issues, whatever it might be, you can also see related programs and ones that may be of interest to you after you listen to that one. You can also podcast all of the programs. So you will be able to subscribe to a podcast, and when a new show is uploaded for that program, you'll be able to get a notification that is available, and you can stream it from any device.
So you mentioned mobile phones. How does the new site connect with the new apps for iPhone and Android?
Yeah, we have new apps that came out recently, and I am glad to say that 500 people have downloaded the iPhone app, and around 300 have downloaded the Android app. If you are interested in downloading them, you can just go to either the iPhone or the iTunes store or the Google Play store and look for KBOO. Now, our new website interacts fully with that, in that all of the podcasts for the programs will be available and on demand. Whenever you want to listen to it, you can. You can also set an alarm clock so so that you can wake up to KBOO, or whenever you're setting an alarm, you can hear KBOO when you decide to have it turned on. And so it interacts with the new app fully. Also, there is social media integration with both the app and the new website.
So for that, do you mean we can share stories onto our own social media platforms and share all the stories?
Yep. It's real easy on the new website and on the app. If you hear a piece of audio that you like that you think maybe somebody else in your social network would be interested in, or you want to post on your Facebook page, or you want to tweet it out, you can just click that and it'll send it out for you. Also, you can like KBOO on Facebook. We are KBOO Radio. You can find us on Twitter. We are KBOO on Twitter. And we're now on Instagram, which is also KBOO Radio. If you look for us on any of those sites, you can see a lot of the latest content that gets posted from our live in-studio performances, from the public affairs shows that KBOO is archiving, and a lot of other content as well.
So how is KBOO social media doing? Is it growing and gathering lots of friends?
We are getting more people every day. We want to hit 10,000. We're over 9,000 on our Twitter account, and I think more than that on Facebook. And then Instagram is quickly growing. We've only had Instagram for a few months, and we keep getting more followers every day. We're posting little videos of some of the live bands that come in. So if you are on Instagram, check that out and share that around. And also live guests that come into the studio, we try and share a bit about them as well.
So it sounds like you're just putting so much effort into this new site. We're all so excited. So why is the station right now putting in all this effort? What is your goal with all the new site and the new apps?
Well, KBOO's moving into the 21st century. I mean, we've had a website that has been around for about 10 years, and that's pretty old in the modern age of websites, and especially since our current website is not mobile responsive, we're kind of behind the times. So we're catching up and moving forward also, because we want to be able to have all of our content accessible through mobile devices, which is the way that most people are accessing the internet, and especially audio content at this time. And we want to be able to not just be on the FM dial, but available to you any time of the day or night on whatever device you use, whether it's a computer, laptop, whether it's a streaming radio that streams off the internet, or a mobile device.
So as the web and new media manager, what are some of your goals for the station and our listeners?
Well, I have a lot of ideas about the expansion of both the app and especially our news content on the website. Having been the news and public affairs director, I have a particular interest in that. And especially since we have such great news stories and news reporters that work really hard on bringing local news reports out and exposing things that are not being exposed by other media. I think it's really important for us to get that content out there, and I want us to be accessible on other news platforms. I want our news and public affairs section to be more robust and updated with whatever content we have, and then shareable on social media so that the content that is produced at KBOO can be spread more widely than it is just by the FM signal. I also have more ideas, like a news tip project for a network of citizen reporters to contribute news to KBOO through mobile devices. I developed that at first in my night fellowship, and we did a hackathon in 2014 as part of the Cascade Media conversion. But I haven't we haven't been able to develop it further since then. We're trying to get a little bit of grant funding or some other support for that. And we have collaborations with some of the local organizations that are involved in some of the technology advances that are going on right now in the Portland area. We've I've been working with Open Source Bridge, and we may be doing something with them this year. There's also PyCon, the Python convention, that's coming to town, and one of their organizers is actually the organizer also of Transcode, which is a day of offering coding classes to people who identify as transgender. So we're thinking about partnering with other organizations in town and other efforts, and also working with groups like Hacks and Hackers, which connect the computer programming community with the journalism community.
So it really sounds like you're developing the site to be almost sort of like a resource for the local community to find these types of stories. Is that what's kind of happening here?
Yeah, and in fact, I really like the fact that our new website has more ability for our users to interact and to contribute comments. And I have talked with some folks at Mozilla that are developing the comments and a comment platform to be able to get contributions to news reports through the comments. So that's a possibility when that starts being developed, but it's not. There's nothing actually organized as of yet. But we want our site to be a community where people can come, contribute, be a part, and give not just feedback, but actually participate in the news production process. As volunteers, whether they are in the station or somewhere in Oregon and have news to report, that they can be a part of the cable community that way.
So with the community able to contribute, it sounds like we're trying to provide a very dynamic site, when, at least when it comes to the news.
Definitely. And also for local musicians, independent artists. Right now, we have people connecting with us through social media and through email. We want our website also to be a place where independent musicians can contribute their music and to connect to KBOO, to be on the air. We have a curatorship with the Free Music Archive that our program director, Aaron Yankee, organized that allows KBOO to be able to select some of the music that is archived for the Free Music Archive. That is the Creative Commons licensed music that independent musicians can contribute to and share their music for a wide audience, including community radio stations around the country. So that is not just a resource for news, but also for independent music and music that is really not heard elsewhere on the dial.
I want to get to a little bit of the idea, the big picture of what's going on with technology here at KBOO. Where do you hope to drive KBOO's new technology? Like, do you have a bottom line goal when you think about new media development here at KBOO?
Well, the sky's the limit, really. We want our content to be available online. We want our content to be available through any device that people are using. And one of the key goals that we have for the coming year is to have a second stream, not just our FM signal, but a full 24/7 content stream through the internet on our website.
So can you tell us one more time, when does the new website launch?
Well, we're working out all the bugs. Right now our date is Tuesday, April 5th, and I cross my fingers that every bug will be fixed by then, because we don't want the site to go live with something not working correctly. But almost everything is working correctly, and we're almost there. So check the site, kboo.fm, next week, and you will see the brand spanking new KBOO website and mobile app available as well.
The app, though, is available currently, right?
The app is available now, and if you download it now, it will automatically be updated with the new content when the website goes live.
Okay, well, thank you, Janker, for talking to us about all this exciting stuff that's coming up with you guys.
Yeah, and don't forget to like KBOO on Facebook. It's a KBOO Radio, and then also on Twitter and Instagram. Look for KBOO. Now, our website is kboo.fm. Keep checking back. You'll see the new one next week. Thanks, Jenna.
Okay, thanks. Once again, that was Janka Soderberg, KBOO Web and New Media Director. Be sure to check out KBOO's new site at www.kboo.fm starting next Tuesday.
This is KBOO Portland. Up next is Occupy Radio. We go to the Radio Occupy Collective in Santa Barbara and an interview with Abby Martin, former Russia Today show host. First, we have a few important messages for you. The first one being, you hear about new and exciting authors on KBOO nearly every day. Through the Powell's Partner Program, you can contribute to KBOO while shopping for the books you hear about over the air. We earn 7.5% on every dollar you spend at Powell's online. The same goes for books you sell to Powell's, which you can also do on their website. To use KBOO's Partner Program, go to kboo.fm/Powell's to look for those books today.